that when you are saying prayer behind an imam who is a local imam, you are not permitted to harm your prayer. You must do it to the full because you are follower of the imam, and this is the overruling consideration, which overrides every other consideration. So after the prayer, having finished, you are still permitted not to say your sunnahs, which you would normally say during your settled times. But if you join an imam's prayer, even if you have said one rakat behind him, while he has already performed three, after he has said salam, you are not permitted to say to finish the prayer after one more rakat, because you are permitted. You follow the imam's prayer to the full, that is, you will say three more rakat after finishing one rakat with the imam. So that is the overriding consideration, and that should be an exception made to the other rule, the general rule I have explained.
There is another aspect.
Yes, please. Yes, sir. Go to the microphone.
So there is another aspect to this. If the imam is on journey and he reduces his prayer and the followers are local,
yes,
then they have to
then
say
the locals stand up
and have to complete
their remaining prayer to the full. They are not given the benefit. Yes, thank you for pointing out. Yes. They are not given the benefit of imam's personal permission. You know, if that were so, people will always be in the search of imams from those who are traveling, you know.